The North Pacific Gyre is our next stop. It's a giant clockwise rotating current between Asia and North America, and it's home to the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. This has been characterized as an ocean of plastic. It's the largest accumulation of garbage in the sea. People are responsible for causing it, and some are taking on the responsibility of trying to clean it up.
In the middle of the North Pacific Ocean, the nearest coastline more than 1,000 miles away, the evidence of human activity is visible from every angle. This is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, a swirling soup of man-made litter. And a solution to cleaning it up is the brainchild of 22-year-old Dutch inventor Boyan Slat.
Right now, trillions of pieces of plastic have accumulated in these large offshore garbage patches. Damages ecosystems, an economic problem as well, about $13 billion per year of damage. These pieces of plastic, they attract chemicals, and those chemicals then get transported into the food chain through the plastic, which also includes us humans. I do think the major challenges humankind faces in this century is in the avenue of sustainability.
4 years ago, at just 19 years old, Slat founded the Ocean Cleanup.
We need to clean up what's really out there. It doesn't go away by itself.
Single-use items are a particular issue. Although recycling has become more popular and accessible in recent years, only 14% of global plastic packaging is collected for recycling, according to the World Economic Forum. In May 2017, Slat and a team of 65 scientists and engineers unveiled their latest project. This floating barrier sits in the water, trapping plastic while water flows beneath.
Instead of going after the plastic, we let the plastic come to us, so that we could then take it out of the water and bring it to land for recycling.
These lessons were learned after the first model spent 2 months in the North Sea back in 2016 with rather mixed results. At the Dutch organization's headquarters, oceanographer Julia Reiser leads the research into what kinds of items find their way into our seas.
What we have here is a collection of different types of plastic. They are mostly fragments coming out of the breakdown of plastics, like single-use plastic, like plastic lids in bottles, as well as fishing gear that's lost or discarded at sea. Experts are predicting that in a few decades we might have more plastic than fish in our oceans. In some areas of the ocean, that's already the case. For instance, on the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, when we put our trawls in the water, we got more plastic than fish.
Plastic breaks down into tiny particles like these, called microplastics. Fish, birds, and other sea life mistake them for food. Those animals are then eaten by humans, and the effect on our food chain is not yet clear. Boyan Slat and the Ocean Cleanup believe that their innovations can clean up to half of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch within 5 years. That's twice as quick as their previous estimate.
And thanks to this improvement, we will also be able to start the cleanup within 12 months instead of waiting for 2020.
Bold claims from the young entrepreneur, but it is a welcome thought for the 3 billion people that WWF say rely on fish as well as seafood as their main source of protein.